Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Ample sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 89. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 63. Daytime highs approaching 93. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy and dry, Saturday and Sunday, low 90s, Saturday, mid-90s, by Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 62.
This Kansas Information Network update, sponsored by Gray Local Media.
I'm Britton Rucker, and here are the latest headlines from 12 News. The state of Kansas confirms 4 new measles cases. The new cases are linked to the ongoing outbreak in western Kansas. Governor Laura Kelly announces more than $4.5 million for transportation projects in Kansas. They include a flight simulation center in Salina, an AI railroad crossing system in Crawford County, and AI street assessments in Halstead. A new report from the federal government finds a Bureau of Indian Education employee sexually harassed members of the Haskell Indians Nation's University women's basketball team. It also found that supervisors knew about the behavior but failed to report it, violating federal policy. In Wichita, Britton Rucker, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hatley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas foster care system is under pressure as agencies struggle to place children in stable homes amid staffing shortages and a drop in licensed foster families. Restoration Family Services, a Wichita-based organization, is sounding the alarm. With more than 5,000 children currently in foster care statewide, agencies report that the system is stretched thin. And part of the challenge is the long licensing process for new foster families, which can take up to 90 days, which is a delay that can leave children in limbo. Advocates say it's not just about finding homes, it's about finding the right ones. With Dennett Williams, a former foster child who now works as a licensing advocate, saying they have to make sure that people are not taking in kids, thinking they're going to get paid a whole bunch of money to take care of these kids that are in state custody, because that's not what it's about. They're not a paycheck. Many of the agency's staff, including Williams and family advocate Jasmine Dordtree, are former foster children themselves, and they believe that shared experience helps them connect with kids going through the system. Doetry said there's a lot of trauma that comes when you're going through the system and when you're being removed out of a home, and she thinks being able to really understand and have empathy for that trauma and to work with kids to build resilience is really important. There will be a meeting, The Rising Needs. The agency is opening a therapy center next month to support both children and foster families. Kansas public universities will see tuition hikes that the Kansas Board of Regents approved on Wednesday afternoon. For full-time undergraduate resident students, Wichita State University's tuition will increase by 3.5%. The University of Kansas in Lawrence will see a 3% hike. Kansas State University will see a 3.5% increase, though K-State and Salina will see an 8% increase. Pittsburgh State University will see a 2.5% increase, and Fort Hays State University will see a 4% raise. The tuition is based on 15 credit hours. Public universities across Kansas are citing inflation, enrollment, employee salaries, and other rising costs as the reasons behind the tuition hikes. Emporia State University will be the only Kansas college to keep tuition unchanged next year. On Monday, in an Ellis County courtroom in Hays, Wakefield resident Alec Donald Vann was sentenced to 114 months in the Kansas Department of Corrections after pleading guilty to one count of aggravated sexual battery. Vann was initially charged with two counts of rape, both being level one person felonies, and one count of aggravated sexual battery, a severity level five person felony. The charges allege Vann knowingly engaged in sexual acts and intercourse with a woman who did not consent and was overcome by force or fear in Hays in October 2023. Vann accepted a plea agreement from the state and pled guilty to one count of aggravated sexual battery. After serving his 114-month prison sentence, Vann will be required to register as a sex offender for 25 years and be subject to lifetime post-release supervision. In addition to the victim in Hays, five additional people were identified as possible victims of Vann, with four of the victims willing to speak with the prosecutor, and ultimately three of them testifying concerning the defendant's prior acts of sexual misconduct. The defendant was represented by Andy Vendesca, an attorney from Manhattan, and the state was represented by former Ellis County attorney and now special prosecutor appointed Robert A. Anderson, Jr. The Honorable Thomas Dries, the 23rd Judicial District Court judge, served as a sentencing judge. Anderson said this defendant was finally held responsible for his actions, and the Ellis County Attorney's Office will continue to seek justice for victims and hold perpetrators accountable. He said they are thankful to the courageous women who came forward in this matter and hope they can now move forward in peace and heal from the trauma caused by the defendant. In Nebraska news, for the third time, a judge has found that the suspect in a deadly stabbing along Interstate 80 in Nebraska is unfit for trial after 23-year-old James Thompson was again deemed mentally incompetent on Tuesday. He's been in treatment at the Lincoln Regional Center, a state psychiatric hospital, since February. In his ruling, Hall County District Court Judge Andrew Butler ordered Thompson to continue treatment until his competency is restored. Thompson is accused of attacking a Missouri couple last June at the I-80 rest area south of Grand Island, with court documents showing that he stabbed 72-year-old Gary Weaver and 71-year-old Mary Weaver multiple times, killing Gary and seriously wounding Mary. And it was all in an effort to steal the Jeep that was attached to their camper. Thompson has been charged with five felonies, including first-degree murder and attempted first-degree murder, and he's pled not guilty by reason of insanity. Thompson was initially deemed competent when the case was in county court. Butler has scheduled another hearing for August 5th to reassess Thompson's mental fitness. On Tuesday, a Nebraska inmate, Cheryl Lee Stabler, was given permission to leave the Community Corrections Center Lincoln to look for a job. However, officials said she never came back. According to the Nebraska Department of Corrections, she is 5'8" tall, weighing 250 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. The 38-year-old was serving a sentence for theft, evidence tampering, criminal possession of financial transaction devices, and possession of methamphetamine with intent to deliver. She was sentenced in Lancaster County in 2023 and had a tentative release date of January 9, 2027. The Community Corrections Center is a low-security facility where inmates can leave for work, school, or religious services with prior approval. A man tried hiding from authorities on Tuesday night after a domestic disturbance in Waverly. Chief Deputy Ben Houchin reported that Nebraska deputies were sent to Waverly on Tuesday night on a report of a domestic disturbance at around 9 p.m., and when the deputies arrived, the suspect, 31-year-old Caleb Monaco, was in his vehicle. During a traffic stop, Monaco ran away, and with the help of the Nebraska State Patrol helicopter and a Lincoln Police Department canine, deputies found Monaco hiding under a bush near Hamlow Elementary School, and deputies later searched Monaco's vehicle and found a loaded handgun in the center console. Monaco was arrested on suspicion of several charges, including stalking with a firearm and possession of a firearm by a prohibited person. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
On Wednesday, Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced the official launch of the Kansas Small Business Office. The division is dedicated to empowering small businesses across the state with the resources, connections, and support they need to prosper, serving as a vital link between entrepreneurs and state government. Tolan said that while large corporations relocating or expanding in Kansas tend to grab the headlines, they fully acknowledge small businesses are the key drivers of our state's robust economy. So with the creation of this new division, they're committing resources to double down on that growth. And the focus is warranted, as more than 99% of all businesses in Kansas are small businesses. The Kansas Small Business Office consolidates key commerce resources and creates a centralized point of contact in state government for entrepreneurs navigating business development, certifications, permitting, capital access, mentorship, and more. And one of the office's unique offerings will be ConnectKS, a new online platform that will simplify access to business resources statewide. Powered by EchoMap, ConnectKS is designed to help entrepreneurs, small business owners, and ecosystem builders connect with programs, funding opportunities, support organizations, and events. The platform provides a real-time searchable database of resources available across the Kansas entrepreneurial ecosystem, and the digital hub is tailored to meet the needs of users at every stage of business development. Kansas Small Business Office Director Taylor Overton said the Kansas Small Business Office is making it easier than ever for Kansans to find the resources they need to start and grow a business. Whether launching a first venture or scaling a successful company, their office provides clarity, connectivity, and confidence to Kansas businesses. For more information about the Kansas Small Business Office, you can visit kansascommerce.gov. The Kansas Highway Patrol is advising anyone purchasing a used vehicle to be cautious after a recent scamming incident. Last month, troopers with Troop V's Auto Theft Unit recovered a stolen 2022 GMC Sierra in Lyon County after the unit received information about an individual applying for a Kansas title on the vehicle. Issues were found in the application because the VIN on the title was currently in use in another state with a newer title. Troopers met with the applicant and inspected the vehicle, and during the inspection, troopers found the truck had been cloned and the VIN, tire label, and load label were fraudulent. The real VIN was located and it was verified that the truck had been stolen in Texas last year. The agency said the applicant had bought the truck in good faith and was also victimized. The agency advises buyers to be vigilant when purchasing a vehicle by making sure key fobs work, that valet keys open doors, and to inspect the VIN and other identifying labels to see if they are authentic. One person was injured in an accident just after 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday in Thomas County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2014 GMC Yukon driven by 38-year-old Daniel J. Long of Crawfordsville, Indiana, was eastbound on Interstate 70, approximately 4 miles east of the K-184 Brewster exit. The driver reported her camper trailer became unstable due to high winds and she was unable to regain control of the camper. The SUV and the camper left the roadway twice before flipping completely over onto the roof, and the vehicle slid across the eastbound lanes and came to rest at the edge of the shoulder and median. The camper remained attached with safety chains on the vehicle during the event. EMS transported one passenger, identified as 15-year-old David C. Long of Crawfordsville, Indiana, to the hospital in Colby. The driver and two other passengers were not injured. All four were properly restrained, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. The Kansas Wetlands Education Center is offering 3 drop-in nature craft workshops this summer, and these come-and-go style activities will be held from 1 to 4 p.m. No registration is required for these free programs, and there will also be a short science lesson that fits the theme of the craft that will help kids gain appreciation for the natural world. The workshops will be held on Friday, June 20th, to craft adorable felt bees, on Thursday, July 3rd, to design unique twig frames, and on Friday, July 11th, to learn the art of macrame feathers, weaving, and knotting techniques. You can visit the center between now and Tuesday, August 12th, to pick up a free copy of the Kansas Wetlands Education Center Summer 2025 Get Outside Guide, and this booklet includes more than a dozen suggested outdoor activities for you and your family. From do-it-yourself bird feeders to planting wildflower seeds for pollinators and monitoring the moon phases, as there's a lot of fun to be had at the Kansas Wetlands Education Center, local parks, or your own backyard. Kansas Wetland Education Center, affiliated with Jorge State University's Worth College of Science, Technology, and Mathematics, is located 10 miles northeast of Great Bend at the Cheyenne Bottoms Wildlife Area. And for more information, you can visit wetlandcenter.fhsu.edu. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 89 and a southeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, there'll be increasing clouds with a low around 63 and a southeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Friday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 93 and a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. And on Friday night, there is a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 1 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 64. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday it should be partly sunny with a high near 93. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 93. On Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 95. On Tuesday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 94. And on Wednesday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 89. Currently, with fair skies, it is 66 degrees. The humidity is 88%. The wind speed is south at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.95, and the dew point is 63 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:19. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. On the heels of one of the finest seasons in Kansas baseball history, including a program record 42 wins, Director of Athletics Travis Goff announced Tuesday that the 2025 Big 12 Coach of the Year Dan Fitzgerald has signed an amended six-year contract with the Jayhawks. Fitzgerald led Kansas to its first NCAA tournament appearance since 2014 this past season, while overseeing a truly historic season in Lawrence. The Jayhawks set program records in Big 12 wins with 20, conference wins with 20, conference series wins with 7, conference series sweeps with 5, road wins with 20, come from behind victories with 26, and 104 home runs on the season. The investment into the coaching staff for KU baseball is a part of a broader investment in the sport of baseball at Kansas. An increase in scholarship, plans to implement revenue sharing for student athletes in the program, and the prioritization of facility investment present an opportunity for Kansas baseball to be a leader in the Big 12 and nationally. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Wheat growers of Kansas, it's time to push performance with Westbred Wheat. With regionally proven varieties like WB4699 with Fusarium head blight tolerance and WB4792 with Wheat Streak Mosaic virus tolerance. Trust Westbred Wheat to help you get the most out of every acre. Now's the time. Boldly grow. Seize the season with Westbred Wheat. Performance may vary. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.